is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordagna. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordagna. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Swisharoo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Backdoor, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordagna, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Ruchi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewick. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewick caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Ruchi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Kaiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping to jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
From the loud and noisy Ruchi High School gym, I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee. We've got a great Friday night special for you tonight. Our last Friday of the boys' regular season in high school basketball. It's a Division IV matchup we've all been waiting for, the renewal of the Ruchi-Fort Laramie rivalry. It is a healthy one. It is intense, and it renews this evening. Ruchi won the first time around by a score of 47-30 with an early game blitzkrieg and defense which suffocated Fort Laramie. Raiders 1-17, could have been worse. Caleb Maurer for Fort Laramie got hurt in that game. ankle injury, perhaps recurrence of a nagging football one. Didn't play second half. Scored, I think, just one field goal in that game. Going into the contest tonight, Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie, 10 points shy of 1,000. 4 games ago, he was 87 shy. He scored 77 in the last 3. Yeah. He's been red hot on a mission. He needs 10 tonight. It won't be easy to get 10. This Rushi team is loaded, plays defense every bit as good as it plays offense. It's the 4th-ranked team in the state. Rushi closes with Marion Local tomorrow night. We're right back here to bring you that game. This is the final regular season contest for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who want to win tonight to earn 3rd place all by themselves ahead of Bodkins, which even should the Trojans win over Anna this evening, Bodkins can do no better than 7-5. Loramie, with an upset win, would go to 8-4. This contest is so big for Rushi. Raiders have got to have a triumph, Chuck, to earn a share with Jackson Center at 11-1. The Tigers are on the road against the Houston Wildcats this evening.
Well, and so that's a win.
Yep.
And
yep.
For Rushi, though, you're right. You come into the season, and the first thing you think about is winning your league. Then you want to go undefeated. Everybody wants to go undefeated. Then you start talking tournament. But your very first goal is to win this league. And this league is as hard to win as any that I've ever watched. So, yeah, it's a real important game for them tonight. And it's not going to be an easy one. Fort Loramie is improving.
Sure are. We saw witness to that on Tuesday night. Austin Kleiman making more of a difference game after game after game. Ethan Kaiser, if you don't get a hand in his face, he'll score from anywhere. Caleb Maurer made some moves on Tuesday that I haven't seen in a while out on the high school hardwood. So Fort Loramie is coming on strong, very quietly sitting at 16-5. And in any other Division IV league in the state of Ohio, Chuck, Fort Loramie 16-5 might be as good as 20-1.
Yeah, I mean, this league is just outstanding. And Logan Eilerman's another one I want to talk about. He had such a terrific game Tuesday night up at New Bremen. And, boy, they've been waiting for him to really break out. And he was terrific. Ethan Kaiser, it was a game, the first half, I thought we could probably pack up and go home. I thought that New Bremen was going to win that thing by at least 20.
Yep.
Second half, I don't know if I've ever seen a team. Their adjustments at halftime was masterful.
Yep.
And they came out in the second half. They had a good game plan. The kids went out and executed it, and they won a really big basketball game Tuesday night.
Yeah, Fort Loramie dealt with New Bremen zone after the first quarter and a half, 2 quarters, extremely well, forced New Bremen to come out of it. They had to get rid of the zone. Fort Loramie torched the zone, then went to work in the man-to-man and won in overtime by 8 points. Rushi wants to reestablish the momentum it had when the Raiders won their first 10. At the same time, Rushi wants to get healthier. In the one loss to Versailles a couple weekends ago, the playing time for Shappy and Quinter greatly curtailed.
Right.
I think at least one of them did not even play in that game. But the Knicks are healing up. Rushi's had at least 3 tagged with injuries, which have affected play in the last few weeks. Rushi's getting better. Fort Loramie is healthy and deeper. Could be a very, very good game. There's no way, I don't think, the contest will start out tonight like it did in the first meeting when Rushi scored the first 16, 17 points.
Yeah, it was 16-0 and 22-5 at the end of the first quarter. And that ball game was over in the first 6 minutes of the basketball game.
I mentioned a few minutes ago, this is a healthy, intense rivalry. More than that, Chuck, it is dead even. In the last 26 meetings, it's 13-13. And going into this year, it was 13-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. Rushi evened it up at 13 apiece. Less than 10 field goals separate these two teams in the last 26 contests. Fort Loramie's averaging a point under 50 in those 26 meetings. Rushi, a point and a half under 50. So there's about a half a point between the two teams on average over the long haul. For the last 26 battles between Fort Loramie and Rushi, it's always too close to call.
Well, and you talked, it is a healthy rivalry. It's an intense rivalry.
Yep.
Sitting here during the boys' JV game, I won't give a score because I promised the Loramie fans that I wouldn't. But that, again, the JV game was over in the first 4 minutes of the game. But the Loramie kids still played hard. They came all the way back, got it down to 16, I think, at the end. But their fans, I mean, they're rooting like they were playing for the Super Bowl in that JV game.
Yes. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight with us from Fort Loramie. On the air each and every Fort Loramie contest only throughout the season. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and thanks to M&A Muffler and Tires. We say hello to Nick Fullenkamp at Custom Foam in Fort Loramie. He's a Rushi man. In Rushi, thanks to the Francis Schulte Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main in Rushi. We'll return with more from the Rushi Gym. It's a packed house, blue and gold, red and black. The Rushi Raiders host the Fort Loramie Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC RC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, once again, I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Rushi. These two fine head coaches, Chuck, Corey Britton of Fort Loramie, Spencer Cordonier of Rushi, would not want to have it any other way. This game, this battle tonight gets you tournament ready.
Oh, yeah.
It preps you for the grind over the next few weeks. And with two more wins, Rushi gets to 20. With four more, Fort Loramie gets to 20. Both doable. Fort Loramie's in Jackson Center's bracket at Piqua. Rushi's in Botkin's jacket, bracket, I should say. Keep in mind, last year, Jackson Center and Fort Loramie collided in a great sectional final at Piqua. But this game tonight gets you primed for the tournament run.
Absolutely. I mean, Piqua, you got the atmosphere. You get 2,000 people in that place, and it is just loud as heck. Best atmosphere in the state of Ohio for a tournament game.
What a contest this should be this evening. Fort Loramie needs to get off to a good start. It did not in the first battle between the two at the Fort Loramie gym. Rushi wants to come out on fire. Fort Loramie needs a better first two quarters than it got against New Bremen on Tuesday. And you can bet the Fort Loramie Redskins will do everything they can to run an offense and defense which slows down Rushi here in the first several minutes of this game. Rushi Raiders and have been outstanding all year long, slumped a little bit, were shorthanded at Versailles, lost 46-41. We saw Rushi at Botkins, Chuck. Raiders played as well as they have all year.
Absolutely.
Still overcoming some injury on that night.
Right, yeah. I mean, they're just a well-balanced basketball team. They've moved Benjamin York up into the rotation. JV's over. He was their leading scorer at Botkins last Friday night. Just a terrific player. This adds to what they already are.
In terms of depth, edge to the Rushi Raiders for sure.
Yes, I mean, that's what I was going to say. You look at Loramie, they got five kids. They can play a sixth, but they just are not very deep. And if Austin Plyman needs to stay out of foul trouble tonight, because he could be a force out there for Loramie if he stays in the game.
Yep, he'll be the tallest, biggest, strongest young man out there on the floor this evening. We've got the starting lineups and the opening tip in just a few minutes. I'm Jack with Chuck. Rushi home to Fort Loramie tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Back at Rushi, I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here tonight, there are key building components as well. Who will slow down the 20 points per game scoring of Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie? Who will slow down Hayden Quinter and his gang of sharpshooters of Rushi? Can Braylon Gordonier score on the inside? Will Big Austin Kleiman be a factor for the Fort Loramie Redskins? Key building components for these two teams tonight. Remember, the finest building components from the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Austin Kleiman, Logan Eilerman, 6'6", 6'5", or 6'5", 6'4", two big young men in the opening five for Fort Loramie, along with Ryan Holscher, Caleb Maurer, and Ethan Kaiser for the Rushi Raiders. Zane Chappie out at the point. Aiden Quinter, Braden Monin at the wings. Braylon Gordonier and Xavier Flippo at the forwards. Rushi wins the toss to start the game. Raiders right to left on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Chappie passed it to Quinter, bobbled it, got it back, threw it to Zane. Zane to Braden Monin, 30 feet away on the left. Checking him now out near center circle is Logan Eilerman. Right side to Flippo. He's available. He shoots a three. It skids off the rim. The board. Rebound to Caleb Maurer. Outlet to Holscher. Collision in the half court. Holscher bobbled it. It rolled off his arm out of bounds.
Yeah, he threw a pass into a tough situation. Holscher, there was no way he's going to make that catch. It was really kind of a bad pass.
Chappie to midcourt for Rushi. Raiders in the home white, gold numbers outlined in blue. Braylon Gordonier at the foul line, and he flies down the left side of the lane, wanted a foul call. It wasn't. Ball was stripped out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, there was some contact, but you're not going to get that.
Nope. Ball inbounded to Braylon Gordonier, elbow on the left to Quinter at the foul line. Rises up and hits the 15-footer. Quinter and Maurer from that spot on the floor, so dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
2-0, Rushi in the lead.
Go get it, bud.
Fort Loramie, the road, black, red numbers outlined in white. Caleb Maurer's double teamed, far left side of the court. Skips it near side to Logan Eilerman, back to Caleb. Chappie on Maurer here at the outset. They clear out for Caleb. He goes baseline right, hooks it cross court to Ethan Kaiser. Straight away to Logan Eilerman. He almost shot it. Back to Caleb Maurer. He's at the elbow on the right from 16. Wide to the right, no good. Great defense applied by Rushi. Rebound saved by Fort Loramie off the leg of a Rushi player. And the Redskins will have it in the corner of the court.
Good hustle play that time by Holscher to keep the ball in Loramie's possession.
Yes, it was. Holscher handles top of the circle, picked up by Braden Monin of Rushi. Inside the arc is Holscher. Now to Ethan Kaiser. Quinter on him. On the weave, Holscher near midcourt. 2-0 Rushi. We played 2 minutes. Holscher picks up his dribble, goes to Austin Kleiman, 35 feet away. Flippo's got that assignment. Now to Caleb Maurer at midcourt. He goes to the top of the key. Dribble drive down the left side of the lane. Up with the left hand. Short. Rushi's got the ball. Good defense by Rushi on Caleb Maurer just before he got to the 10. High right, Flippo. Near side, Monin. Skips it cross court to Flippo. Shot fake. Bowie explores the lane area. Defended at the last second by Kleiman, who got a piece of him. Is it in the act of shooting, ooh, Chuck, or no?
I didn't think so, but yes.
And was the foul on Kleiman or Eilerman?
No, it was on Holscher.
My mistake. I'll get it right sooner or later.
Yeah.
Two free throws for Xavier Flippo of Rushi. He swishes the first to make it 3-0 Raiders, 5:33 to go here in the first quarter. A sea of blue and gold across the way. We are on the players' benches side of the floor behind the scorer's table. Fort Loramie crowd, red and black down to our left. Adult crowd from Rushi, blue and gold to our right. Both free throws, Xavier Flippo, perfect. 4-0. Rushi jumps on top. Holscher dribbling, top of the circle. Outside the arc on the right to Eilerman. Popping out to catch is Maurer. Tight, stingy defense applied by the Raiders. There's a hot pass into the left corner through the arms of Eilerman, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, I would be worried if I hadn't seen the game Tuesday. They need to relax. They have a little trouble handling pressure on the perimeter. They got to figure it out.
And we mentioned in the pregame, very important for Fort Loramie to get off to a good beginning. Here's a drive by Hayden Quinter. Jump stop in the lane. 8-footer hit the back of the rim. Her plunk, it crawled in. Soft feather-like touch from Hayden Quinter. Shot looked to be strong, but he got a favorable bounce off the ring. Here's Holscher at midcourt for Fort Loramie. He's handcuffed on the play. Stolen by Rushi. Outlet to Shappy. Shappy in the lane to Monin. Back out to Shappy for three. Bouncing, no. Rebound batted off the glass. Step back by Monin is good. Braden Monin, offensive board work. Capitalizing on Fort Loramie turnovers. Rushi off to an 8-0 lead. Rushi led 16-0 in the early going in the earlier meeting at Fort Loramie. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Well, like at New Bremen on Tuesday, Fort Loramie struggling to get some continuity to its offense in the half court, Chuck.
Well, Rushi had the key to Kleiman Friday night, and they got Maurer now.
Here is Caleb Maurer posting up after the timeout, and he's belted on the shoulder. Well, let's see if it's on the shot or the rebound of his shot. And it's going to be out of bounds to Fort Loramie below the basket to the left. Substitutions for the Rushi Raiders. Fitz Borchers has checked in. Borchers, a 6'1 sophomore. Deep right corner. Here's Ethan Kaiser. Kaiser catches the pass, and we've got a holding foul against Rushi away from the action. Caleb Maurer, baseline right to enter it. Goes into Kaiser. Kaiser back to Caleb in the right corner. High archer from there, hits the rim, goes way up in the air. Rebound yanked down by Borchers of Rushi, which leads 8-0. We played half the opening stanza. Borchers at midcourt. Goes high right to Quinter. Ball's on the deck. It's loose. Scrum for it. Who's got it? A black shirt, a white shirt? Eventually, it's tied up. Held ball. Gives it to the Redskins. No, a foul across the way called against Rushi. Fort Loramie fans will take it. Three fouls on the Raiders, one on the Redskins here at the start. And the Rushi bench, not pleased, thought it should have been a held ball.
Well, it was far enough away from me that if he, the referee, saw something, good call.
Sluggy start for Fort Loramie at the offensive end. Here's Austin Plyman, far right side. Ethan Kaiser on top. Outside the arc on the left to Logan Eilerman. Superb tight defense by the Rushi Raiders. And Rushi just got caught running through a screen, flattening Caleb Maurer. That's the fourth team foul on the home team.
Yeah, they're going to run some people now. This is the difference. They can run 8-9 guys, and Loramie can play basically 6.
Inbounding left of the rim, Caleb Maurer peers in, wants to go to Eilerman, can't. Hits Ethan Kaiser in the left corner, starts to drive across the lane. Little runner hits the rim, and it lingers there. Doesn't take the forward roll into the basket, comes off, and then Fort Loramie climbs the ladder over the shoulder on the rebound against the Redskins, who cannot buy one.
Well, so far, the only official that should have brought his whistle is the guy on the end. He's the only one that's made any calls.
Are you sure the other two have whistles?
They don't need them.
Midcourt Borchers for Rushi. Near side pass goes on the play to Benjamin York, outstanding 6'3 sophomore. It's passed down inside to Cordonier. Good head fake. Oh, he lifted his shoulders, bobbed his head just a little bit. Fort Loramie went up in the air, and Braylon Cordonier laid it in from 3 feet. And Rushi is blistering Fort Loramie 10-0 here in the first 5 minutes of this game. Fort Loramie dribbles down the right side of the court right in front of the Rushi bench, and the Raiders spanked the ball out of bounds.
Well, Aiden Warman's checked into the game, and he got hit in the face right down there right in front of the bench. No call.
Warman inbounds to Caleb Maurer in backcourt. Fort Loramie Redskins scored 67 on Tuesday, 0 tonight in well over 5 minutes. Caleb Maurer free behind the foul line. Jumps and shoots. Blocked from behind to Benjamin York. And the Rushi crowd says Benjamin got all ball. Caleb Maurer will get two at the stripe. So it's York, Borchers, Quinter, Cordonier, and Felix Francis at 6'5 on the floor now for Rushi. Free throw by Caleb Maurer, good, and the Redskins are in the scoring book.
Yep, got him off the snide.
Aiden Warman on the court for Fort Loramie. Warman out there along with Ethan Kaiser, Logan Eilerman, Caleb Maurer, Ryan Holscher. Both foul shots, dead center. 10-2, Rushi. Outside the arc on the left, it's Flippo now to York. Thought about shooting the 25-footer, did not. Gave it up to Borchers. Borchers maneuvers, foul line, Jay hits it. Borchers on the button. 12-2, Rushi up 10. 2:16 to go, opening period. Here is Warman in backcourt, being pressured by Francis. Warman gets it up eventually. Throws right to Eilerman, nearly walks, starts a drive. He's out of control, runs right through a Raider player. It's an offensive charge.
Yeah, take your choice. He traveled before he charged, but it definitely was a charge.
Yep, he sure did. He walked a couple of steps before there was contact. Excuse me. I thought the referee might blow the whistle for traveling, but nonetheless, offensive foul, the Redskins, who are down 12-2, a minute 54 to go here in the first quarter. Dribble drive, it is Cordonier, trying to weave down the left side of the lane, poked away by Fort Loramie, and then on the deck is the ball rolling away, and the Raiders, in their anxiety to get it back, commit a foul. The team sixth.
Well, Aiden Warman stuck a hand in that time. Good defensive play.
Here come the Redskins with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter of play, down by 10, 12-2. Maurer picked up by York, third different player to guard Caleb so far in this game. Outside the arc on the right, it's Holscher. Down to Warman, 30 feet out, right wing. High left, it goes to Kaiser. Now Austin Plyman, 25 feet away. Straight away, Caleb Maurer tries to throw a pass to the post. Batted by Rushi, stolen. 2-on-1. Quinter handoff. Layup good by York. No basket. No basket. Quinter, after releasing the ball, dishing to a teammate, ran through a Redskin. Player control, even though it's the seventh, we won't shoot.
Yeah, it's out of bounds, but boy, Lormy can make hay at the free throw line if they get up there and make some shots.
Score is 12-2. 10-point lead, Rushi, Fort Lormy. Not off to a good start. That's far better, though, than 16-0 by which Rushi led early in the first encounter between the two. Holscher's got the ball deep right corner. Redskins just can't get a good clean look. Holscher baseline right. He's doubled by two players. Shot is blocked. Loose ball to Austin Kleiman. 6-foot banker won't go, but he's chopped on the arm, and he's awarded two. That's the eighth foul on Rushi, which at this rate will need its depth tonight.
Yeah, they're already having to run players.
Couple of free throws. Austin Kleiman, Fort Loramie. 56.6 to go first quarter, and he's got it. 12-3, Rushi. Fort Loramie without a field goal so far.
No, they have three free throws. That's hard to say. For me, anyway. That was Quinter's second. He's going to have to sit now.
Second shot, Austin Kleiman. 1, 2, 3, 4 bounces. It's in the air, up and short. Hung on the front rim, York jerked down the rebound for Rushi. Backcourt to Borchers, up and over the timeline. Near side pass, York, 45 seconds to go in the first. 12-3, Rushi. Here's Shappy at the timeline, head of the key, near side Borchers. Borchers stops his dribble, slides it left corner, Shappy. Into the post, Cordonier. He's working on Austin Kleiman. On the arc to Shappy. Long three looks good. It's short. Hit the rim, the backboard. Holscher got the carom. We were looking over the shoulder of Shappy. It was online, just a shade shy. 19 seconds to go in the first. Holscher, deep right corner for Fort Loramie, down 12-3. Looks for Caleb Maurer. He's got a couple of free throws so far. 8 seconds left. 7, winding down. Late first quarter. Maurer is doubled. Hurls it left side to Holscher. 1 to play. Back to Maurer. He doesn't get it off. He does not get it off. Unbelievable supreme defense applied by the Rushi Raiders in the opening 8 minutes as they hold Fort Loramie scoreless from the field. 12-3 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a new underwriting sponsor, Realty 2000 Group in Sydney at 100 South Main. The real estate pros at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition as smooth as possible for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in or outside the area, relocating in Shelby County from another city, make the move to Realty 2000 in Sydney. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com. Phone 937-492-8055. We're locally owned. We are your neighbor with knowledge of the city and county housing market, second to none. Realty 2000 Group, the number one real estate company in Shelby County, the region's household name. Rushi with a steal. It was a clean one in Fort Loramie's half court to start the second quarter, and Benjamin York glided down the floor for a layup, and it's 14-3 in favor of the Raiders. Ethan Kaiser scurries across the lane. A shovel shot is good, yep. And that's the Redskins' first goal of the night.
He's a strong kid. He did a nice job of getting that ball inside on him.
Well done by Kaiser, 14-5. Rushi up 9. Between the circles, Cordonier. Shot fake, foul line, 14-footer. Bingo! Fine move, Braylon Cordonier, 16-5, Raiders.
Who do you guard? Who do you guard?
Pick your poison. Maurer in backcourt for Fort Laramie. He's got two free throws, not a field goal yet. Needs 10 points to reach 1,000 in his career at Fort Laramie. Holscher outside the lane in the left. Feeds left corner, Logan Eilerman. Eilerman stumbles through the paint area and rattles in a 10-footer after clearly shuffling his feet.
Yeah, he did, but that was a strong move.
6:39 to go in the second quarter. Rushi 16, Fort Laramie 7. Redskins have scored in the paint area two straight trips.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of the way the game went Tuesday night. They had a tough start, and now they're starting to kind of score a little bit.
Here's Borchers, 35 feet away. Gives it up to Benjamin York. York strolls below the foul line and nails a runner. Nicely done by Ben York, the sophomore. That was pretty.
Yeah, he's a basketball player.
18-7, Rushi ahead by 11. 6:14 to go, second quarter. Caleb Maurer between circles, close to the Raiders logo at midcourt. Gives to Ryan Holscher. Holscher starts toward the basket, feeds right corner Logan Eilerman. Now Caleb Maurer. Maurer at the foul line, leans in, fades away, off to the right. Scrap for the loose ball on the deck. Raiders have it, and Rushi gets a timeout. We'll take a break. 5:55 to go, quarter number two. Rushi 18, Fort Laramie 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
If you need the right solution for true comfort, we'll call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Go online. Set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. A miss by Rushi below the basket. Fort Laramie's got it back. A long three left corner is banged in. Logan Eilerman got the assist from Caleb Maurer. Eilerman poured it through 18-10 in favor of Rushi. Here's Braden Monin dancing into the lane. He staggered to the floor, double-teamed, walked with the ball.
Yeah, lost his balance, had no place to go.
Good defensive play by Fort Laramie, which sandwiched Monin. Momentarily shaken up on the play.
I think he took a shot to the nose, too.
Now, 5:08 to go, quarter number two. 18-10 in favor of Rushi over Fort Laramie. Rushi with a hot start to this game, led by as many as, what, a dozen?
I think they led by 12.
12, yep. Yeah. 14-2 at one point, 14-3. 18-10, Fort Laramie with an offensive surge in the last minute and a half. 4:56 to go, second period. 18-10, Raiders. Kaiser, 30 feet away, foul line. Picked up by Cordonier, gave it up, got it back. Kaiser jogs to midcourt, circles down the right side of the lane. Takes a wild pass for Austin Kleiman in the right corner, and no one's there.
Yeah, if he's going to the basket at the same time.
4:42 to go here in the first half, 18-10. Rushi over Fort Laramie. Rushi's caused a number of the Redskins' mistakes, but a few have been really unforced.
Yeah.
Deep left corner, Quinter goes to the elbow for Rushi. Jumps and fires, no, off the flange. Long rebound, though, to Quinter. Quinter to Borchers straight away. To Braylon Cordonier, tries to squeeze into the lane and has it tipped away, picked off by the Redskins. Cordonier got in a jam. Here's Caleb Maurer down the floor for Fort Laramie. Oh, a good pass. Fine dump off that inside to Plyler. Lyman muscles to the rim for two. 18-12, Fort Laramie within six.
Well, Maurer draws three defenders, did a great job of finding Plyman.
Yep, good point. 3:58 to go first half. Quinter wants to go to the post to Felix Francis, and he's being held from the backside. Team foul three in Fort Laramie. Rushi's committed eight. We've got Darren Eilerman in now for Fort Laramie, along with Maxwell Maurer. Darren Eilerman, 6'1 senior. Maxwell Maurer, 6'1 sophomore. Maxwell, Caleb's brother. Ball thrown way out high to Cordonier. Cordonier skips into the lane area. Awkward fall-away shot off to the left. Rebound yanked down by Caleb Maurer. Maurer for Fort Laramie. Look at him go. Sprinting.
Wow.
Sprinting 60 feet all the way to the cup. Banked it in. Redskins fans on their feet around us. Fort Laramie's climbed right back into the thick of this one. 18-14. Rushi. First field goal, Caleb Maurer. Outstanding play. Halfway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Up the Fort Laramie Redskins have pumped home, let's see, 12 of the last 16 points. Caleb Maurer with a dazzling drive just before the Rushi timeout. He's got four tonight, six short of 1,000 in a Fort Laramie uniform.
Yeah, he's one heck of an athlete. They're gonna miss him in everywhere at Fort Laramie.
Here comes Zane Chappie to midcourt for the Raiders, who are still up four as a result of a terrific start to this game. Felix Francis, top of the circle, into the post to Braylon Cordonier, twisting, turning, looping up a half hook. It's in and out, no good. Rebound is pulled away by Austin Plyman down to Caleb Maurer. Redskins can cut it to one or two. Deep left corner, Holscher. Holscher circles on top, chased by Flippo of Rushi. Now Darren Eilerman, 30 feet away. Darren deals to Caleb Maurer. Right in front of Spencer Cordonier. Here's Caleb surviving contact into the lane. One-hander hits it.
He did a great job of not charging that time. Felt the contact and pulled back.
Here comes Fort Laramie. 18-16. Redskins are within two near steal. Top of the circle. Plyman reaching in for Fort Laramie. Is that the first or second on Austin?
I think if that was on Plyman, that's his first.
2:46 to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie Redskins. Great rally here in quarter number two after a blistering start by Rushi. 14-2, Rushi lead early, now 18-16. Raiders up just a bucket. Rushi's gone over 2.5 minutes without a point. York at the foul line. Outside the arc of the left to Borchers. Dribbles behind the back, picked up by Caleb Maurer. Goes cross court to Aiden Quinter. Ethan Kaiser on him. Left flank to Benjamin York. York starts to scurry across the top of the key, and one of the officials blows a whistle, walks toward the scorer's table. And let's see what this discussion is all about. Don't think it's a double foul.
That's something to do with the clock.
Okay. You got a clock review?
I don't really want to say anything, but every time we come to Rushi, there's something wrong with the scoreboard. Every time.
We stop the clock to review the clock. 2:48 and counting. Second quarter. Quinter outside the arc in the right. High left to Braylon Cordonier. He chucks up a three. It rimmed and came off. Fort Laramie with the board. A chance to tie or take the lead. 2:35 to go. Second quarter. Ball walked over the timeline by Caleb Maurer. His head coach, Corey Britton, announces a play. Here's Darren Eilerman, head of the circle, to Maxwell Maurer, to Darren, hand off to Caleb. Caleb shoots a 30-footer, might have been deflected, I believe it was tipped, and it goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Good call by the official.
It was. It was a good defensive play by York, and smart by Loramie to realize it was going to be their ball.
2:14 to go, second quarter. Rushi 18, Fort Loramie 16. Rushi dominated the first. Fort Loramie's dominated the second. On top to Caleb Maurer. Wants to use a screen from Eilerman. Steps back and shoots the three, 28-footer. Off the rim, over the back of the board. Darren Eilerman of Fort Loramie. Good call. It's common. Ball out of bounds to Rushi. Hey, you'll be all smiles when you see the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer since have done business the same way. Fort Loramie blocks a Rushi shot, and the Redskins get a fast break layup, and Ethan Kaiser puts it on the iron. Too much English, and it spins off, and Rushi's got the board. 18-16, Rushi lead by two. Vince Porcher's left corner. Oh, what a drive. Woo!
Wow.
Wow, what a play by Vince. He was a locomotive.
Yeah, that's not something we've seen a total lot of him this year.
Boy, he zoomed down the left baseline and scored. Kissed it in off the window. 20-16, Raiders. A minute 16 to go. First half. Boy, Fort Loramie would love to have that Ethan Kaiser shot back.
It was a great block at the end by Plyman. Ran the floor. Just kind of guided it up instead of shooting it.
Ethan shot, did everything but go in. Here's Ryan Holscher darting down the lane. Tries to pitch it up from his waist, and he's hacked on the arm. Two free throws for Holscher.
That's Maurer. Max Maurer.
I'm sorry, Max Maurer. Excellent drive by Maxwell. Had a little crease develop. And he went very fast right down the pike. Had his arm grabbed as he released it. His free throw's too hard. 20-16. Rushi by four. 59.7 to go here in the first half. Second shot by Maxwell. He toes the line. And makes it. Rushi hit the three, 20-17, under a minute to go in the first half.
See it here, get one, Bob.
Borchers down the right side. Gives it to Felix Francis, outside the arc of the left to Monin. Left corner, Quinter. He's at the short corner now, 12 feet away, doesn't shoot. Rotated around the top of the circle to Braylon Cordonier, to Borchers. Here's Braden Monin. Quinter, 30 feet away on the left, picked up by Kaiser. They skip it, far right side to Flippo. Austin Plyman on him. Flippo airmails a bullet pass near side to Monin. 24 seconds to go, first half. Now Flippo on the arc, he retreats. 3-point lead, Rushi. Deep left corner, Quinter. Kaiser checks him. 14, 13, 12 to go, first half. Rushi playing for a share of the SCAL title here tonight. Fort Loramie trying to spring the upset. Quinter dumps the pass down low on the right with 2 seconds left. It's fumbled away by Rushi. Loose ball picked up by the Raiders. Shot is late, and that ends the first half. Fort Loramie Redskins clawed right back into this game. Once down 14-2, 20-17. Rushi by three here at intermission. Remember, Geyer's in Fort Loramie offers super service on your car, plus outstanding collision repair, too. See the new and pre-owned Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com. Good idea right now to get new tires to grip the road firmly before the rest of old man winter gets a grip on you. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery too at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Hey, don't forget the big furniture blowout sale on now at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney. Huge inventory, left over from the massive tent sale. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Gaffney's family owned and operated. Four generations of Gaffney's for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GaffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GaffneyFurniture.com. West Michigan in Sydney. Halftime at Rushi, 20-17. Raiders by 3 over the Redskins. Halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Watkins. Chuck?
Well, again, Loramie started the game very poorly offensively, turned the ball over a few times, battled their way back. They got out-rebounded 9-7, 2-0 on the offensive boards. The Redskins turned it five times in the first half. The Raiders turned it four. Rushi went to the line twice, made them both. Loramie went six times, made four. Individual scoring for Fort Loramie. They were led by Caleb Maurer with six. Logan Eilerman with five. They got three from Austin Plyman, two from Ethan Kaiser, and a free throw from Maxwell Maurer. They scored 3 and 14, 17 for the first half. Rushi led by, where is everybody? Everybody had 4 points. Hayden Quinter had four. Vince Borchers had four. Benjamin York had four. Braylon Cordonier had four. They got two from Braden Monin. They got two from Xavier Flippo. Shappy didn't score. That's kind of strange. We didn't see a lot of Felix Francis in the first half. They scored 12 and 8, and they lead it 20-17 at the half.
A tale of two quarters.
Just like Tuesday night. I mean, that was two halves. This was two quarters.
That's our halftime report. Rushi Raiders lead the Fort Loramie Redskins by 3, 20-17. Preliminary game went to Rushi tonight. 7 minutes away from the start of our second half. Should be a good one. Don't go away. That's our halftime report on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC Soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Bakken's, building excellence.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we could fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tipp City, and Sydney?
Welcome back to Rushi High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. 20-17, Rushi in the lead over Fort Loramie. Raiders with a win tonight would more than likely solidify a share of the SCAL championship at 11-1 with Jackson Center. A big favorite tonight on the road at Houston are the Tigers. And Fort Loramie, with an upset over Rushi, could climb to 8-4 and would top Bodkins by at least a full game for third place.
Yep, they move into third by themselves and drop Rushi into second.
Yep, so a lot is on the line. Plus, it's the Fort Loramie-Rushi rivalry. It's intense, it's healthy, and it's very even, always close. Just about every game these two clubs play, it's tight, as it is this evening. 20-17, Rushi in the lead starting the third quarter. Here is Braylon Gordonier backing down in the lane. Hand off to Quinter on top. Braylon comes out to catch. Overplay by Fort Loramie in the left corner, and a steal. Redskins pry it loose. Austin Plyman dealt it to Maurer in backcourt. How many for Caleb so far, Chuck?
Caleb's got six. He needs four more for 1,000. Not tonight, but in his career.
Here is a foul away from the action. Caleb Maurer got a hand in the eye on the other side of the floor, and the officials stopped play. The 10 players on the floor to begin the second half are the 10 who started this game to open up the initial quarter. Caleb Maurer will inbound the ball. Baseline left for Fort Loramie. On the arc to Logan Eilerman. Three-point lead, Rushi. Opening 40 seconds, third quarter. Right flank, it goes to Ryan Holscher. Dribble drive to the elbow. Back to the basket. Goes opposite to Kaiser, who guns a three, a line drive shot. Skims off the rim. Long rebound, Rushi. Down the floor to Monin. Monin goes to the ground. Ball's loose in the deck below the basket. And head coach Spencer Verdania gets a timeout to salvage the possession.
Yep.
Monin was under duress. He was being hovered over by a couple of Redskin players once the ball went to the deck. Saying Jackson Center, your pro hardware store is at 112 East Pike. 20% off DeWalt power tools, solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Don't forget, beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets now in stock. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special pricing, professional service at your pro hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his pro hardware store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here is Rushi inbound into the top of the key, and Hayden Quinter is flattened. Knocked right to the hardwood.
You're all right.
Holscher put the clamps on him. A team foul each way. Opening minute, third quarter.
That's the third foul on Holscher. He's going to have to sit. I saw Werman go into the locker room with the trainer. He's not back out here at halftime, so they're really undermanned right now.
Maxwell Maurer, the sophomore, 6'1". Caleb's brother on the court now for Holscher. Nobody scored here in the third. Now they have Monin down the lane. Fine pass. What a look for Braylon Cordonier angling in from the right wing. Easy deuce at the rim. The lead for Rushi expands to 5, 22-17. Deep left corner with the ball. It's Maxwell Maurer. Oh, here comes the hedge, the double team. And Caleb Maurer alertly gets the pass. It goes to Austin Plyman, baseline right. Backs his defender down. Muscles to the rim. Almost walked. High left, it goes to Caleb Maurer. Rim the three ball. Rebound, Rushi, foul over the shoulder. Logan Eilerman. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology, we support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Good driving field goal by the Rushi Raiders,
yeah,
Chuck.
Strong shot by Quinter. Got into the lane, took the bump, made the basket.
And edging ahead by 7 is Rushi now, 24-17. Here's Austin Plyman going to work on Quinter.
Nice.
Going to work, spinning, muscles, banks it in. Good shot, Austin Plyman. He is improving leaps and bounds. 24-19, Rushi by 5. Cordonier on the arc at the elbow on the right, into the lane, spins, turns, fades away, and knocks it down. It lingered on the front rim, fell through, up and over Logan Eilerman. Field goal, Cordonier, 26-19, Rushi. Maxwell Maurer in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Up the right side, airmails at right corner for Kaiser for a three ball. Off the heel, good strong rebound, Logan Eilerman. Flips it up and in! Logan Eilerman thought he was fouled, no call. Good offensive board work by Logan, 26-21. Rushi up 5. Cordonier in the left corner, into the post to Flippo. Going to work. Has it blocked by Plyman. Rebound pinballed around. Logan Eilerman's got it. Head to Caleb Maurer. Stop shot in the lane. Short. Rebound right corner. Traced down by Rushi. Redskins missed an opportunity there.
Well, they missed a couple here in the second half. They had two really good looks at threes that they've missed.
Deep left corner. Monin starts a drive. Spin move. Loops up a four-footer. Short. Fort Loramie crowd wanted a walk, but it's a foul against the Redskins. 26-21 in favor of Rushi. 4:27 to go, third quarter. Braden Monin at the stripe. He's got two for the home standing Raiders. And it's good. 26-22. Free throw arched up and in by Braden Monin. Chaffee out for Rushi. Borgers in. Austin Plyman gets a spell for Fort Loramie. Darren Eilerman on the floor. Monin sinks two at the stripe. Rushi's lead back to 7, 28-21. Xavier Flippo on the sideline now for the Rushi Raiders. Here comes Fort Loramie down the floor, token pressure. Benjamin York gets the assignment of going nose-to-nose with Caleb Maurer. Far right wing, it's Kaiser. Kaiser near midcourt, ball pried loose. It's on the deck, shaken free by Rushi. Tug of war for the loose ball. The officials look at each other. What's been called?
Going to be a foul on Loramie.
It's going to be Rushi possession, side court, foul Redskins. We got a bit careless with the ball near the timeline. And it results in a turnover. 4:11 to go in the third. 28-21, Rushi with seven. Hayden Quinter inbounding into backcourt to Borchers. Down the right side to Braden Monin. Straightaway Borchers. Quinter, left corner, Benjamin York, picked up by Darren Eilerman. York on the bounce. We played half the third quarter. 28-21, Rushi with seven. Sprinting top of the circle, Borchers right down the lane. Banks it strong. It spun off. Loose ball rebound. Cordonier's got it. Gave it up, got it back. Far left side, it goes to Quinter. Quinter rises up foul line. Strong on the jumper. Rebound, though, right back to Quinter. To York, baseline right.
Wow!
Fade away, 10-footer. Oh, that was smooth.
What a tough shot that was.
Wow.
A great job by Quinter to keep that ball alive, to keep the offensive rebounds.
Critical possession there by the Raiders, who had multiple opportunities. 30-21, Rushi. Great field goal by Benjamin York. Far right wing, Maxwell Maurer. Give and go, Darren Eilerman. Off his fingertips, out of bounds. Fort Loramie starting to lose touch. Rushi up 9. 3:10 to go in the third.
Boy, they had their chances. Kaiser had an open three that would have tied it. Maurer had an open three that would have tied it to start the third quarter. Both of them off the rim, and now they're starting to slide a little bit.
30-21, Rushi in the lead by 9. Here's Borchers to midcourt. Gets a screen from York. Pick and roll, nothing there. Chappie shot fake on the arc. Right corner, Braylon Cordonier. There's a hedge. Cordonier retreats. Now to York, 25 feet away. Ball high overhead. On top to Borchers. Maxwell Maurer on him. Straight away, York for a triple. It is rattling off. No good. Almost went in. Rebound speared by Logan Eilerman. Outlet to Caleb Maurer. On the arc to Maxwell. Back to Caleb. Thought about the three, didn't. Borussia's defense on Caleb Maurer has been splendid. Caleb rises up, 18-footer, back rim, no good. Rebound on the deck, and it's almost gobbled up, but Plyman can't hang on. Out of bounds to Rushi. Empty possessions here by Fort Loramie. Middle third of this third quarter. Redskins can't connect.
Yeah, four points total here in the third quarter.
2:20 left to go, third period. 9-point lead, Rushi. High post, Cordonier against Logan Adam. And look at Braylon Cordonier going to work. Oh, that was strong. Banked it high off the glass. It fell through. Big bucket for Braylon. Double-digit cushion for Rushi. 32-21. Maxwell Maurer at the elbow on the left. That Austin Plyman. Now Caleb Maurer. Guarded by Chappie. Caleb fends him off. Baseline right. Jump, shoots, hits. Short corner, 12-foot J by Caleb. 2 points shy of 1,000 in his career. Timeout Fort Loramie. 1:47 to go in the third. 9-point lead, Rushi, on scores, broadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Are you looking for work? Well, let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of jobs, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including Sydney on Ohio Avenue and in Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. Stoppage of play at 1:42 to go in the third. Clock was running prematurely, Chuck, before the ball was thrown in after the previous timeout.
Well, that's called a home court advantage. You run the clock and get the game out over with.
If you've got the lead, you do it.
Well, but if you're getting beat, yeah, you probably don't want to do that.
Then you don't start it till a half minute in to play after the timeout. But
they never let me run the clock because I would start watching the game and then forget.
I would be too jittery. I would flunk. Here is Rushi attacking to her right with a 9-point lead, 32-23. And we've got a violation turnover against the Rushi Raiders. It is Fort Loramie ball. Officials pointing to the clock.
They're wrong. They're different.
One says 1:30. One says 1:40. The clocks are at least 10 seconds apart. Are the scores at both ends correct? One says 32 to 23. Yep, the other one says 32 to 23. Timeout called. 9-point lead, Rushi. 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. You know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Bodkins. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Enjoy great strip loin steak dinners at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Myers at 303 North Main in Bodkins. We bet you won't find better. Fort Loramie down 9 with possession. 1:17 to go, third quarter. Here's Darren Eilerman bouncing it down inside to Austin Kleiman. He steadies himself. Then he lowers the shoulder, and Rushi's a bit too aggressive. A lot of contact in there. Austin got the ball out of his hands toward the rim, and he's awarded two.
This kid has improved so much from the beginning of the season till now.
And his shooting stroke at the foul line has been very good. This one rolls off. He missed it. The lead stands at 9 still for Rushi. Braylon Gordonier in for Benjamin York for the Raiders. Second shot, Austin Kleiman. Redskins trail by 9. Spins the ball in his palms. Fires. It is lipping the rim in and out. Did everything but stay in the cylinder. And Rushi snatched the board. Here's Chappie at midcourt. 1:06 to go, third quarter. Rushi up 9. Gordonier to Braden Monin. Kaiser on the switch. Near side pass. Braylon Gordonier revolved around the top of the key to Chappie, who gets a screen. Good hedge by Plyman. Far right wing. It's Monin. Deep right corner. Flippo. Monin on top. 44 seconds to go. Third quarter. Here's Quinter. High right. Finds a man open down inside. Flippo. On the arc to Chappie. 28-footer. Short. Rebound batted. Rolling to midcourt. What a hustle play by Chappie. Flips it to Flippo. And he's cracked in the back by Austin Kleiman. Team foul 5 on Fort Loramie, which trails by 9. 31.9 to go here in the third. 32-23 Raiders. Austin Kleiman comes off for Fort Loramie. Logan Eilerman in with Darren Eilerman. Holscher, Kaiser, Caleb Maurer, who guards Shappy. Left side pass to Quinter. Shappy near midcourt, close to the Raiders logo. Near side pass, Braylon Gordonier. 16, 15, 14 left in the third. Rushi had been 9. Shappy throws high post to Flippo. Deep right corner, Quinter. Quinter's got the ball with 7. Shappy on top, top of the circle, foul line. Down the lane, flips it up on the go. Maurer crams it out of bounds. 3.2 to go on the clock. Rushi ball baseline right. Inbound play coming from Flippo. He's the playmaker. Flippo looks in, goes to Monin near midcourt. A second left, 35-footer by Monin, air ball out of bounds. Into the third quarter at Rushi. Low-scoring quarter for the Redskins, who are still, though, within striking distance. Rushi up 9, 32-23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart service, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Cutaway Styling Salon is at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, stylist Kathy Wilson, 40 years doing business. Outstanding stylist, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. I don't know if they could do much good for me. I've got about 10 strands.
I was going to say, if they charge you by the hair, it wouldn't cost you much.
Ethan Kaiser hit a 3 to start the fourth quarter.
Illegal screen.
Wiped out, illegal screen against the Redskins. That's a big 3 they miss. Here's Rushi into the forecourt. Open player, right corner is Quinter. Short on the 24-footer. Rebound to Holscher in backcourt for the Redskins, who are down 9. Holscher dribble drive from the right wing to the rack. Got it for 2. Great drive, Ryan Holscher. Long pass down the floor to Cordano Ferrucci. He caught the ball and took steps. Fort Loramie gets it back behind the 7.
Loramie scored 3 in the first, 6 in the third, 17 in the second. They need to have at least a 17 or 20-point quarter to win this one.
Yeah, you're right. 7 minutes to go in the game. Ferrucci 32, Fort Loramie 25. Caleb Maurer stuck at, what, 8 points?
Yep, needs 2 more.
Top of the circle, Kaiser. Here's Logan Eilerman. Right wing, Caleb Maurer, 2 points short of 1,000 in his career at Fort Loramie. And he is pinched far right side of the floor. Tried to squirt through. The ball was stabbed out of bounds by the Raiders. 6:51 to go in the fourth. 32-25, Rushi. Ball airmailed to Holscher in backcourt. High right to Austin Kleiman. Ball high overhead. Flippo on him. Kleiman gets rid of it to Caleb Maurer. Maurer swings free down the left side of the lane. Strong to the rim, too hard. Got the rebound back and left it short.
Oh,
big
goodness.
Sequence right there. Rushi with the rebound eventually. Here's Shappy, 25 feet away. 6:22 to go, third quarter. Or I should say fourth quarter. Foul line, Quinter. Nearly smacked away by Fort Loramie.
Quinter leans in and missed the 10-footer. Got the rebound back below the rim. To Cordonier, open shooter. Elbow left, shy of the mark from 16 feet. Rebound Kleiman, yanked on by Quinter. Foul Rushi. Well, both teams
didn't shoot it. He's not shooting it well tonight at all.
Nope. Each club, last couple trips down the floor, very makeable shots
by their best players.
Yes. Now, each school, good opportunities, just not able to convert. We're stuck at 32-25 in favor of Rushi with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
And Chaffee hasn't scored yet for Rushi, which is not normal.
Caleb Maurer had two good looks his last trip down. Quinter and Cordonier had a couple good chances. Rushi's last visit to the half court, nobody could make. And Fort Loramie takes a timeout, down 7. I think it was about 5-something left to go in the fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here. Let you know all about one of our fine underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Dickman Supply, your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services. Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman takes pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. .549 left in the fourth quarter. Rushi 32, Fort Loramie 25. Seems like we've been parked at that score for quite a while. What was the score at the end of three, Chuck?
It was 32-23.
So, yeah, one bucket. That's it. Only 2 points tallied here in well over 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. Defenses have taken over. The possessions for each team are prized right now. Premium. Here's Kaiser at the foul line for Fort Loramie behind the 7. To Logan Eiderman, left corner. Caleb Maurer stuck at 8 points with it. Chappie on him. Maurer fakes right, goes left. Top of the key, foul line, doesn't shoot. On the arc to Kaiser. Kaiser hangs on. Still on the bounce. High left to Kleiman. Rifles a pass down inside to Logan Eiderman. Back to Kleiman for 2. Pass almost got away.
Bad good pass, great catch. Great hands that time by Kleiman.
Yep, good reception by Kleiman. Well done. 5-point game, 32-27. Fort Loramie between the rings, or I should say Rushi's got it, between circles. Chappie now, left corner, picked up by Caleb Maurer. Open player, left side, Flippo, 3-point ball. He bangs it in. Fort Loramie lost him. Redskins got mixed up on their assignments.
Long big.
Yep, long 3 by Flippo. He was left wide, wide open. 35-27 Rushi. 4:35 to go in the fourth. Kaiser down the right side to Kleiman. Austin Kleiman looks for Logan Eiderman inside. Can't find him. On the arc, he goes to Holscher. Look at that 3-ball. 28-footer is good. Flippo hit one from 25. Holscher from 28. Here's Quinter.
Wow.
Spinning, turning down the lane. On the iron. No. Rebound Fort Loramie. Right corner, Kaiser. Sets, shoots the 3. Good. Good. Here come the Redskins. 35-33. Rushi by 2. 3:59 to go in the fourth. Holscher and Kaiser. Back-to-back shots from downtown. Elbow on the left. It's Flippo on the arc to Chappie. Defense by Caleb Maurer. He thought he had position. 1-1 for the Raiders with 3:48 to go in the fourth. 35-33. Rushi in the lead. Chappie, big 1-1 situation. Free throw by Zane on the way. Yes. 35-34. Or I should say 36-33. Rushi's lead goes from 2 to 3. Second shot, Chappie. It curls around and comes off.
And reaching high to reel in the rebound was Logan Eilerman. A three ball for Fort Loramie ties it. They've hit two in a row in the last 30 seconds. Holscher, 35 feet out, goes to Kaiser. Kaiser right flank, foul line, down the lane, soft layup off the window. Good! Roushey 36, Fort Loramie 35. Kaiser sparking the Redskins, who are within one. 3:18 to go in the game. Here's Monin. High right to Quinter. Near side, Cordonier. Roushey playing for a share of the league championship. Cordonier in the lane. Turns. Dumps it to Shappy. Shappy explores the middle. Hooking foul on Fort Loramie on the drive. Not on the shot. It's the 1-1 for Shappy.
That's the third on Plyman. He's still okay. There's only, what, 3:03 left to go.
Shappy went 1-for-2 his last trip. 1-1 Shappy. It is in and out. No good. Rebound snared by Logan Eilerman. Fort Loramie can take the lead. Here's Caleb Maurer, 30 feet away. Foul line jumper. Got it. Fort Loramie is in front. And Caleb Maurer's got 1,000.
1,000th point gave Loramie a huge lead.
37-36. Redskins coming on like a house of fire. Scoreboard clock, I lost it, Chuck.
Yeah, it was 3:03, so it's probably got about 2:45 maybe.
That's better than 2.5 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie has inched ahead of Roushey with a dazzling comeback, 37-36, after trailing by 12 in the first quarter of this game and was down 9 for a segment of that third period. Fort Loramie's now ahead by 1, 37-36. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our great Fort Loramie sponsors. These three with us each and every Fort Loramie game. M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Roushey, Superior Aluminum, Francis Schulte Company, the Jewelry Barn. You say hello to Nick Fullenkamp, the Custom Foam in Fort Loramie. Well, Roushey will bring it down.
Well, Jackson Center's got to be excited. They might win the league by itself and not real happy to see Loramie playing this well on their side of the bracket.
Yep, good point. Very good point. Last year, Fort Loramie beat Jackson twice in the season, lost to Jackson in the sectional final. Outside the arc, high right, Cordonier explodes in the lane, takes it to the rim, lays it up. It's good. Negate the basket. Foul on the drive. 1-1 for Braylon Cordonier of Roushey, with Fort Loramie leading 37-36 and 2:32 to go in the fourth quarter. Changes, Austin Plyman in, Darren Eilerman out for Fort Loramie. 1-1 for Braylon Cordonier of the Raiders. He eyes the basket and makes it. Front rim, backboard, and good. Tied up at 37. Well, this game, like so many of the last 26, right down to the wire, 10 or 11 of those have been single or double possession games. Second free throw, not good. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Game tied at 37. 2:23 to go. Caleb Maurer goes to work. Down the lane. Shot deflected. Great play by Roushey at the rim. And the rebound comes off to the Raiders. 2:13 to go. Caleb Maurer took the bull by the horn. Cut to the basket. Shot wouldn't go. Hand on it by a Raider defender. Spinning, turning, Braden Monin in the lane. On the arc to Shappy. 2 minutes even to go. Pass left corner. Knocked out by Fort Loramie. 1:58 remaining. Roushey possession. 37-37 deadlock. Ball will be inbounded, baseline left. Playmaker Shappy lobbed into Quinter, foul line. Picked up by Holscher. 35 feet away, it's Monin. Monin nearly palmed it. Gives it down the left side to Shappy, who shoots a three. Way short. Long rebound, ricochets to midcourt. tracking it down, Cordonier. Rushi still got it. Now to Quinter. Rushi shooting off right now. Quinter barrels down the right side of the lane. Overshoots a wild one. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here comes Maurer. Lobs it down inside on the play to a teammate. Travel call. That's a good one. Yeah. Well done by the referee. Logan Adelman was handcuffed a little bit. Had a defender close by.
Right.
And kind of short-armed the reception.
Oh, the pass got him in trouble.
Yep, he took steps.
They have connected so many times on the football field, but that was not a good pass by Caleb. Got him in trouble.
Nope, that was about a six-footer, and it was too difficult. And handcuffed Eilerman, who walked. It was noticed by the official. Chappie on the loose down the floor. Into the lane. Late dish. Cordonier. Go Flippo. Flippo gets the gimme. Great pass on the play by Rushi, leading to a bucket to give the Raiders the lead. 39-37 with 1 minute to go in the game. Kaiser left corner.
Good timeout.
And throws it to a teammate as head coach Corey Britton gets a timeout. Chuck will take a break. Rushi up two, 58.5 to go. Redskins ball when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Oh, what a ball game. We knew it would be close. This series over the last 26 encounters, 13-13. About half the games decided by a possession or two. There have been a few overtimes, some great tournament clashes. It was 13-12 in the last 25 coming into the season. Rushi won the first game this year at Fort Loramie. Right now it's 39-37. Rushi, 58.5 to go in the fourth. Two big buckets here in the fourth quarter by Xavier Flippo of Rushi. The last one gave the Raiders the lead. Here is Caleb Maurer down the left side for Fort Loramie. Into the corner of Holscher. 46 seconds to go. Rushi by two. On the arc to Kaiser. High right to Logan Eidemann. Eidemann on the bounce. Pulls up. Passes to Plyman. Six-footer by Plyman. It is in and out. No good. Rebounded by Quinter of Rushi. Down the lane. Shot blocked. Shot blocked. What a play by Eidemann. Throws it in backcourt to a teammate. Knocked loose by Rushi. Redskins have it. It's up the floor to Kaiser, and Corey Britton gets a timeout. Fort Loramie had a two-on-one break.
Yeah,
Loramie had a two-on-one break.
But Coach Britton had no idea that they were in trouble. He called the timeout. It was a good timeout.
Hayden Quinter, with a half minute to go in the game, up two, decided to sprint to the rim, and the shot was crammed.
Oh, boy, what a block by Eilerman, boy.
Yes, yep.
He went up and has hammered it.
And then all H broke loose. You talk about a scattered floor.
Yeah.
One scrum after another. There were probably three or four of them in a matter of several seconds. And then Fort Loramie.
It was going to be a layup, but they didn't know that.
Caleb Maurer, from the seat of his pants, threw it down the floor to Kaiser. Timeout was called. Timeout was called. Fort Loramie ball.
Loramie's now out of timeouts.
Yep.
Rushi has one.
Rushi one timeout. Fort Loramie none. 23.4 to go in the game. Rushi on a Xavier Flippo bucket a minute ago leads 39-37. Caleb Maurer with 10 points on the night. Got the ball at midcourt. Right side to Holscher. 15, 14. Who do they look for? Here's Kaiser 30 feet away. 11, 10. Here's Maurer at midcourt. Double teamed. 4 seconds to go. Into the post to Plyman. Blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds. Was that Cordonier?
No. That was York.
York. on his right side. On the right side of Kleiman was Cordonier. York came over to help. He got the swat out of bounds. Clean play. No foul. Great defense. Rushi, Fort Loramie ball. 3.1 to go. 39-37. Rushi. Redskins have it below the rim. Fort Loramie's out of timeouts. Rushi calls one.
Well, they want to make sure that they get their defense set. You don't want to give up anything inside. But, boy, you better know where Kaiser and Maurer are, because if I'm Loramie, I'm trying to get out of here with a win on this inbounds play. So I'm going to run something where I can get a three-pointer for one of those two guys. Or Holscher. That kid has been money the last couple of games shooting that three.
And what a job Fort Loramie's done defensively on Rushi, Chuck, this entire second half. Great job by Fort Loramie on the Raiders.
Yep.
Shooting percentage down around the 30 percentile. No better than that for Rushi in the entire second half.
Yep.
Maybe as low as 25%.
Well, now the Raiders got three timeouts or three fouls to give.
Good point.
But, boy, you better be smart with it, because you don't want to reach in and hack as the kid's starting to go up with it and put him on the free throw line for two.
Yep. Three team fouls on Rushi. That's it. 3 seconds to go. 3.1 to go. Fort Loramie ball underneath the Redskins hoop. 39-37. Rushi up two. The playmaker is Aiden Worman below the basket. Then they lob into the lane. It goes to Logan Eilerman. Eilerman gets the ball low on the left. His arms are grabbed. No foul called. Logan went up to try and shoot. It's whistled. A free ball loose on the deck. Time expires, and that's it. Very possibly, Rushi got all ball. Couldn't tell for sure. Logan Eilerman tried to lift up and go to the backboard strong, and Rushi grabbed leather or wrist, one of the two, and
he put a hand on his chest. He pushed him. It was a foul. It just didn't have the guts to call it, I guess.
It very easily could have been called. And Logan Eilerman was starting up. He probably would have been awarded two. I don't think it would have been a foul on the floor. That would have been another real tough decision for the referee had the whistle blown. But it was not, so it's a moot point. And Rushi wins 39-37. And with the Jackson Center win over Houston, Rushi and Jackson Center share the SCAL title at 11-1.
Well, that took the wind out of me there at the end. That was quite a finish.
Well, Rushi was going to foul, and
they did foul, and it wasn't called.
and again, wow. Had the referee blown the whistle, Chuck, would it have been on the floor, or would it have been two shots? We'll never know. The refs let him play. It was ruled a hands on the leather, a mitt on top of the ball, and the ball was pried loose. It was on the deck, game ended, and Rushi survived a terrific upset bid by Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie 16-6, finishing the year 16 wins in 22 games, third place tie in the Shelby County Athletic League if Botkins were to beat Anna tonight. And I tell you what, Chuck, is there a better 16-6 third place tie team in D4 in the state of Ohio? Fort Loramie.
You wouldn't think so.
And again, Rushi did an excellent job on Caleb Maurer. He was held to 10 points, and probably shot no better than 20-25% from the floor. Fort Loramie put the clamps on Rushi's shooters, especially in the second half. Splendid defense all night for both teams. What a game. Rushi survives it 39-37. Let's break away for a moment, Chuck, then we will return to wrap it up. Rushi Marion Local, right back here tomorrow night at the Raiders Gym on scores.broadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
So the Raiders struggled at the free throw line in the fourth quarter, Jack. They were 2 of 5 in the late in the game. They missed the front end of the 1-1, 5 of 9 for the game, or 6 of 9 from the game. On the other side, Laramie was 4 of 8. They didn't shoot them very well either. Tough loss for the Redskins. They battled back. That 3 point and a 6 point quarter, and they still ended up only losing by 2. Just a heck of a comeback by the Redskins.
Oh, it sure was. Phenomenal game. I don't think many people here in the crowd have got voices left. The cheering was loud at 10 decibels plus all night long. It's amazing. A dozen or 13 of the last 26 games between these two clubs, right down to the very wire, photo finish, one contest after another. And I bet Jackson Center fans were listening in, glued to their phone, the radio on your phone for high school sports, scoresbroadcast.com. Didn't get the news they would have liked. Rushi held on to win it, but 2. Final tally, 39-37, as the Raiders nip the Redskins. Hey, you better put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster, now serving your propane needs. Burke Petroleum has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. And don't forget Allen Ball Insurance and Jackson Center, new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. For a brand to stand out, it must not be perceived as any other brand or store or website. It must be trusted. And that's the case with Allen Ball Insurance and Jackson Center and insurance agents Greg and Ryan Woolley. For 55 years, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you're properly insured. Whether it's your farm, home, car, or business, and in Shelby, Auglaize, or Logan County, or anywhere in Ohio, Allen Ball, an independent insurance firm, offering coverage through several companies like Ohio Mutual. You might say that Ohio Mutual retains the small-town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in the property and casualty insurance industry. Give Allen Ball Insurance and Greg or Ryan Woolley a call at 937-596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you to get to know you and understand your insurance needs. A three-generation insurance business that customers trust and count on. AllenBallInsurance.com. AllenBaugh. 105 East Pike in Jackson Center. Doing business for over 55 years in person and with a handshake. Our stars of the game, Chuck.
Well, looking across the, nobody for Rushi scored in double figures. Caleb Maurer was the only one in double figures. He hit the shot that gave him the lead, that gave him his 1,000th point. He would trade that for a win tonight, I promise you. 7 points from Logan Eilerman. I thought he had a great game. And Kaiser had 7. I'm going to go with Logan Eilerman for the for Fort Loramie, for the Redskins. On the other side, they had 9 points out of Flippo, 9 points out of Cordonier, six each from Quinter and York. I'm going to go with Flippo. Not only did he have the 9 points, but the kid had a terrific defensive game tonight.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah, like your choices. Don't forget that's Clancy's at Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And welcome back to Rushi. Raiders nip the Redskins 39-37. It was a thriller, a magnificent game. Photo finish right to the wire. Rushi pulls it out. I think in the final 3 seconds with Rushi up two, Chuck, Rushi was trying to commit a foul
right,
5 feet from the basket. It would have been their fourth ball out of bounds. It almost looked like there was a real good chance. Logan Eilerman got the ball up into his chest area, was rising toward the basket, and was grabbed. Not only was there no foul called, the ball was pried loose, rolled away, game ended.
Game ended.
Rushi won it. Rushi might have committed a foul in the act of shooting, might not have. It's one of those that maybe as an official, you just don't dare blow the whistle in the final 3 seconds. It was so close to the basket, though.
Well, when people say they don't want the official to decide the game, you decide the game by also not making a call. But a great win. I came here to watch Mick Leffel's freshman team here tonight. They didn't play, so I got to sit for an hour before the JV game. But I'm going to be back to see him.
Rushi did win the preliminary game, the JV contest, and won the nightcap 39-37. Don't forget the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle drawing during Fort Loramie Liberty Days in July. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. 80 prizes, 4% chance to win. Attendance not required. $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle drawing during Liberty Days in July at Fort Loramie. And don't forget Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. They do it all and very well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Full line of prescriptions and over the counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines, 2 to 5, Monday to Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. 937-596-8100, 937-596-8100, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, in-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Right back here tomorrow night for our last regular season broadcast of the year in high school basketball, boys and girls, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Marion Local against Rushi. The Raiders return to the hardwood tomorrow night. That'll be a real tall order for the Rushi boys.
It will. And then the tall order, not only because of the size, but it's a tall order because they just battled for their lives tonight.
Yeah.
And coming out there on a Saturday night, they're going to have to figure out and manufacture some kind of excitement for tomorrow night.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Don't forget on Monday night, Sydney girls in action at Vandalia Butler against Xenia in a second round sectional game in D1 girls. Sydney took a bye in the opening round. Xenia beat Troy. Sydney plays Xenia. Tip-off is at 7:30. Airtime around 7 o'clock after a Centerville game, which is the first one.
Yep.
That's at Vandalia on Monday night. Keep abreast of the Scores website. We'll have games for you Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week. Several contests here in the tourney on scoresbroadcast.com. Next weekend, we kick off play in the Piqua Boys Division IV Sectional Tournament.
Going to be fun. I mean, this tonight was just a preview of what the Piqua Sectional is going to be.
Oh, yeah, and I tell you what, Fort Loramie, Botkins, Caleb Maurer, his cast of improving support, Carter Plyman of the Trojans, his
Player of the Year in the Shelby County League.
Carter Plyman, Player of the Year in the Shelby County League, and his supporting staff. Those are two clubs to be reckoned with, and eventually they may very well tie in to Jackson Center and Rushi in sectional finals at Piqua.
I think we're looking at Friday and Saturday night watching those two matchups. The only fly in the ointment could be a possibly layman. Doesn't play the schedule, but they got a 6'8 kid, they got a 6'3 kid in O'Leary, and I forget the big kid's name, but
Chapman.
They are they could beat you. I mean, if you come in there and take them lightly, they got a couple of really good athletes,
and they could have a good second round meeting with the Botkins, I believe.
Yep,
Botkins. Thanks so much to our great online audience here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie concludes the regular season 16-6. Rushi is 19-2 heading into tomorrow night's finale right here against Marion Local. We've got the call at about 6:55. Online audience, you were great. Chuck McBee alongside. Great as always. Stats Color, on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Rushi, where the Raiders have hung on. Rushi has survived to share the SCAL title with Jackson Center. Both clubs marks of 11-1. Rushi wins it by 2 in a thriller, 39-37 over Fort Loramie.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors: American Architecture.